Okay. Hello, everybody. We're here with Dr. Keith Mormon, who, by full disclosure, is actually my first cousin. He's also the director of thoracic surgery and associate professor of surgery with the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. We're very happy, pleased, thankful to him to speak to the Jump Into Shape community. What we're going to focus on today is our lungs, and I'm going to ask Dr. Mormon to first explain to us, for some of us that don't remember, what exactly do our lungs do for us? And then after that, to explain why exercise and how frequent exercise is beneficial for our lungs. I'm assuming it is. So.
Yes, it is. And we're fortunate today to be joined by Mary Sweeney, who is our Chief Thoracic Nurse Navigator here at GW. So, yes, your lungs are important. Your lungs essentially help oxygenate the blood, which is then pumped by the heart through the vessels of the body to go to the various organs and tissues. We need that oxygen to survive. The blood vessels then return carbon dioxide to the lungs to then be expelled in the air that we breathe out.
Right.
Okay, so that's essentially the main role of the lungs, is to provide oxygen, the gas exchange, to give us oxygen, get rid of the carbon dioxide that our tissues need.
So how is exercise beneficial for helping the lungs function?
So exercise is important, for overall health, for overall conditioning, for muscle tone, for weight control for a number of people. And essentially, although they're not really a muscle, you have to think of the lungs as a muscle. And that's what I tell our patients. And you have to exercise that muscle. And the way that you exercise the lungs is primarily through aerobic activity. And one of the single best and easiest ways to do that, as I tell my patients, is walking. We require all of our patients to walk both before as well as after surgery, particularly if we're going to be taking out part of somebody's lung for lung cancer or other reasons. That is probably the single best way that you can exercise that organ. Other ways you can do that, there's certain people that enjoy swimming or bicycle riding or even a stationary bicycle. In someone's home or at a gym, those are various ways that you can exercise your lungs and essentially improve how it functions, improve the gas exchange within the lungs.
Great. And besides exercise, are there any other things you recommend that help you have healthy lungs? I mean, does food intake at all affect your lungs?
Well, I think the number one thing is to refrain from things that are bad for your lungs, such as smoking. We know that it can have a profound impact on the tissues of the lung, decrease its function. Obviously, it can cause lung cancer as well as other types of issues with the lungs, such as stiff lungs or pulmonary fibrosis, as well as other problems. That can be a risk factor for developing pneumonia for some people. Which can cause some long-term scar tissue in certain cases. So there's the positive things such as exercise, particularly aerobic exercise, but also refraining from the things that we know are risk factors at damaging the lungs. So smoking is one, whether it's cigarettes or these days, particularly in the adolescent population, e-cigarettes and juuling. And everything in that, hookah, everything in that category. Other things that are risk factors, particularly for, lung cancer that can affect the lungs are air pollution, we know, is a risk factor. So if people live in more of an urban environment where there tends to be more pollution or areas like Los Angeles that have smog alerts, we know that people can be susceptible to lung damage, particularly if they have known underlying lung conditions such as asthma or emphysema. then these other factors can worsen that. We know high amounts of radiation is a risk factor for lung cancer in the lungs. There are some studies that are looking at dietary and nutritional factors. That hasn't been made fully clear just yet, but it's something that is being researched.
Right. Okay, that's great. That's exactly what I was looking for. That's definitely a good overview for our listeners to help maintain a healthy life, which is what we're striving for, and jump into shape to really just create a healthier body for our soul so we can live a meaningful life every day. I thank you both very much for taking the time to speak with us, and have a wonderful day.
Great, thank you.